Indeed, she seems to be goading House Malarn to strike at House Fay Branch, and were that to pass, and were I to support Matron Jindia of House Malarn, Matron Mother Quenthal and her lackeys would not intervene.
You have already said as much in fewer words,
Manolan Fay dared to reply.
What are we to do about it?
Matron Mez Barris asked slyly, leadingly. Manolan Fay looked at her blankly.
What are you to do about it?
Mez Barris clarified, and after a few more heartbeats of uncomfortable silence, she added,
We are allies, yes? Long have we planned for this inevitable day. Perhaps it is time now for us to seal that alliance, Barris and Delarmgo with Fay Branch. I can hold Matron Jindia at bay. House Malarn would not attack Fay Branch without my blessing. Not now. Not when Matron Mother Quenthal has gathered her allies so tightly about her.
What am I to offer the Baelor?
Manolan Fay asked.
Here too was banished by a son of House Baenri, defeated on a cold field in the world above. Surely he is not enamored of Tiago's family. You offer him the chance to repay Matron Mother Quenthal.
Here too is patient. Perhaps he would prefer to exact his revenge on his own, in time.
You have spoken with the Baelor?
Matron Mez Barris asked bluntly.
Not recently and not directly. I cannot summon him, of course, since he is banished from our plane of existence, and I do not often travel to the Abyss, particularly not to parley with one as unpredictable and dangerous as Ertu. I do not wish to find myself as a cellmate to Matron Kjorl.
We have discussed this, an agitated Mel Barris said.
The sword of Tiago Baenri has altered our possibilities.
We will go to Ertu together, Mez Barris offered. We will bring the Archmage as well. Yes, it is time for him to assert control.
Gromp will not go against Matron Mother Quenthal, not now.
He knows of our plan. Indeed, it was his plan to begin with,
Mez Barris argued. It was true enough, Manolan Fay had to admit. The three of them. None favoring Matron Mother Quenthal had indeed plotted Quenthal's downfall. With Lady Lolf venturing into the realm of the arcane, the drow wizards, even though overwhelmingly male, sought to gain newer and higher stature, and of course, none stood to gain more than Gromph Baenri, the great archmage of Menzo Berenzon, the oldest and, by many estimations, the most powerful drow in the city. Perhaps Gromph would even be officially recognized as the patron father of House Baenri. Such things were unprecedented, but then so were these curious and chaotic times. Mez Barris Armgo certainly would support the ascent of Gromph, mostly because her house would, in that circumstance, almost surely be elevated above House Baenri, at long and deserving last. But also because she and Gromph had developed a mutual understanding over the past few decades.
At least that had been the case, Manolan Fay thought but did not say.
Unbeknownst to Mez Barris, much had changed in the Festival of the Founding.
Ertu will give us Matron Kjorl,
Mez Barris insisted, referring to the matron of House Oblodra, a drow family skilled in the strange magic of psionics. In the time of troubles, when normal magic had gone awry, Kjorl had tried to take advantage of her house's sudden imbalance of power. But alas, Matron Mother Evenel Baenri had channeled the power of Lolf and dropped House Oblodra into the chasm known as the Claw Rift. For her insolence, Kjorl Odrin, Matron Kjorl, had been gifted to the demon Ertu, where she remained tormented to this day.
Her hatred of House Baenri is beyond sanity, and her powers.
Yes, with House Oblodra a distant memory. Matron Mother Quenthal will not be prepared to deal with the bared powers of Kjorl. She will destroy Quenthal, and we will be rid of the witch.
Brigandyrth's Camuriel is said to be of House Oblodra, and quite skilled.
He will never get to Quenthal's side in time,
Matron Mez Barris insisted, so agitated now that she had dropped the use of the proper title for her rival. Manolan Fay merely smiled. She had gone that morning for her first encounter with Methil Elvidenvelp, who was now, it seemed, firmly in the court of Matron Mother Quenthal. Even if freed and their plan enacted, Kioral would not be nearly as effective as Matron Mez Barris hoped, Manolan Fay suspected.
Grumph will not go against Matron Mother Quenthal, Manolan Fay said again. Not now, perhaps never. And so our plan is moot.
We do not need him.
You do not need him, Manolan Fay said. If you wish to go to the Abyss to deal with Ertu, then may Lady Loth go with you, because you will need her.
Your house stands alone,
Matron Mez Barris reminded her.
I am your one hedge against the wrath of House Melarn.
My house? My house does not fear Matron Jindia.
Fay Branch is no match for.
Fay Branch is not my house, Manolan Fay said, tired of the discussion and confident that she had learned all that she might this day.
Matron Mez Barris stared at her curiously.
I am Manolan Fay Beenry, she announced, boldly standing. Wife of Grumph, servant of Matron Mother Quenthal Beenry.
You dare?
An outraged Mez Barris cried.
The Avatar of Loth appeared at House Fay Branch in the Festival of the Founding, Manolan Fay explained. It is not merely a rumor, Matron, it is the truth. And that truth has sealed a bond between House Beenry and House Fay Branch. You might wish to relay that truth to Matron Jindia Malarn before she does something rather stupid.
Manolan waved her hand and cast a quick spell of recall and said,
I go home.
The corporeal form of Manolan Fay seemed to fall apart then, bursting into a multitude of fast dissipating black balls of insubstantial smoke, leaving Mez Barris Armgo staring dumbfounded at this most curious, and surely most dangerous, turn of events. Chapter 7. Sufferance of Beenry.
Entreri,
Beniago told Jarlaxle, in the drow's private room in the bowels of Illusk, a room magically warded from any unwanted intrusions.
Not Drizzt, but Entreri and the others of that band.